Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called The Cultural Relevance Playbook. Let's dive in. Here's a statistic that should make every marketer pause. 73% of campaigns fail because they speak to demographics instead of culture. Think about that. Most brands are having conversations with imaginary people instead of real communities. Your audience doesn't just buy products, they buy into movements, moments, and meaning. Today, I'm sharing three proven steps to transform cultural insights into campaign performance that actually moves the needle. Let's start with the cultural listening formula. Most brands monitor metrics, but the smart ones monitor conversations. You need to track what your audience talks about, shares, and celebrates, not just what they click. I use the 3C framework: current events they care about, community values they hold sacred, and content consumption patterns that reveal their cultural identity. Cultural intelligence beats audience intelligence every time because culture is where emotion lives, and emotion is where decisions happen. Next is building the relevance to revenue bridge. Research consistently shows culturally relevant campaigns drive 2.3 times higher engagement and 1.8 times better conversion rates. But relevance isn't just about being trendy, it's about timing. Apply the cultural timing matrix. Right message plus right moment plus right cultural context equals maximum impact. Stop interrupting culture and start participating in it. The brands that win don't shout over the conversation. They add value to it. Before any campaign launches, use my 48-hour culture test. Ask yourself, would my audience screenshot this and share it with friends? Test your cultural references with micro-focus groups from your actual community, not a research lab. If it doesn't feel native to the culture, it won't drive native results. Authenticity isn't a nice-to-have, it's a must-have. Let me show you how this works in practice. Spotify Wrapped didn't just report data, it created cultural currency. They turned personal music stats into shareable social content, making their audience the hero of their own cultural story. They didn't create a conversation, they joined the existing conversation about musical identity and self-expression. Result? 120 million users shared their Wrapped, generating billions in organic reach. That's the power of cultural participation. So here's your next campaign action. Start every brief with this question: what cultural conversation will we join, not create? Audit your current campaigns. Are you speaking to culture or just demographics? Implement cultural checkpoints at every creative review stage. Because here's the bigger picture: brands that move at the speed of culture don't just perform better, they become part of the cultural fabric. When you get cultural relevance right, you're not just marketing, you're meaning making. The future belongs to brands brave enough to be culturally curious, not just commercially clever. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Pitch bold ideas with confidence. Cultural Intelligence Report.